right?
In the basement of the Lexington Avenue Armory on 26th Street, Damian Janino is teaching one of his students how to use a table saw. Janino is working with 19-year-old Esther Idles, a student at the Manhattan Career Development School. They're making shelves, but cutting wood is also a mini lesson in math.
All right, we want to cut 60 inches. We're taking a foot off. What would we have to deduct?
Janino slips in a math or reading problem whenever he can. It's not about test preparation. Janino's kids aren't going to get academic diplomas.
So what do you got? 48. Okay.
Esther and the other students at Career Development have all been diagnosed with disabilities that affect their learning. Most are reading at only a fourth or fifth grade level. That's what makes this program different from vocational schools, which are more academic. Esther says she likes it here because she was never a good student.
Like, if I see a word I can't read, I'll get mad really quick. Like, okay, forget it, I'm not reading. I'm not into books because my reading is not very bad, but it's bad to the point where, like, I don't read. I can't stand reading, but I try. But
she's been working on her anger management tremendously. Strides in the last 8 months.
It's getting there.
Esther and Janino's other students have completely renovated the 69th Street Armory since the school started using this site a few years ago. Wooden floors were sanded, ceramic tiles were cut, and a tin ceiling was restored in an officer's lounge. Because of their hands-on experience, Principal Jeff Rothschild says most graduates get full-time jobs in building maintenance, food service, and other trades.
I see kids who have only been successful in one thing in their whole life, and that's failure. And I see that we break the mold and we make them succeed.
The kids also take math and reading, but their classes are geared at functional skills. They learn to open a checking account, pay their bills, and live independently.
What did we say the word budget means? What is a budget?
We're going to pay for your money.
Those who complete their schooling or stay until they're 21 years old earn what are called IEP diplomas. These are named after the individualized education programs required by law for all disabled students. But for 17-year-old Antonio Roca, there's a stigma attached to the IEP diploma.
I want to get a high school diploma.
He says that's why he dropped out of Manhattan Career Development this year.
IEP, you can't go to college, you cannot go to the armed forces, because I want to go to Iraq.
IEP diplomas are the norm for disabled students in New York City, regardless of whether they go to a career development school or a traditional high school with special ed classes. A state tracking survey found only 23% of all disabled students in New York City earned academic diplomas last year after 5 years of high school. Statewide, the diploma rate for disabled kids was twice as high, 48%. Anyone who knows about special ed says those figures are unacceptable. While most of these kids suffer from learning or emotional disabilities, few have cognitive impairments.
I want to read on my own.
In many ways, Antonio seems like a typical city kid. He was born in New York to Dominican parents and grew up in Washington Heights. But he had trouble in school early on and was repeatedly sent to special ed classes.
I could probably read, like, maybe second, third grade. Nobody knew that I was dyslexic. During the years, I just picked up a way, like, of taking pictures of words. And, like, every time I see the word, I know it. But then when it comes to me writing it, I don't know how to write it.
Antonio's mother, Noelia Milanas, knew her son needed more help and went to her district office.
He didn't get any help. If he had gotten the help they promised him and which was needed, yes, he would have done better.
They always been trying to refer me to another school, like, it's like they keep me there for this year, then they put me into another school, keep me there for like a certain amount of time. It's like they're just trying to hide their, like, the garbage.
Antonio's records show he attended 10 different schools. His mother blames herself for not speaking English and being a better advocate for her son. Antonio now has legal representation from Advocates for Children. His lawyers claim his learning disability and attention deficit disorder weren't properly diagnosed. Antonio may be an extreme example of what can happen when a kid falls through the cracks, but school officials see many disabled students like Antonio who are angry and frustrated by the time they enter high school. Bonnie Brown is acting superintendent for District 75, a citywide program that serves about 20,000 severely disabled students.
A large number of the students that we get now are high school age students, and they're coming in and they're what we consider overage and undercredited. And by that I mean that we're getting 16 and 17 year old students who are coming from middle schools because they couldn't pass their eighth grade tests.
There's a suspicion that principals are steering more students into special education programs like career development schools to avoid dragging down their own test scores. That's hard to prove. The special education population is growing, but the city says more kids are being diagnosed. Principals and teachers, however, claim that process is getting harder because the chancellor eliminated positions critical to evaluating kids when he reorganized the system. Still, the fact that so many kids are getting to high school without reading raises questions. Harvard professor Thomas Hare was hired by the chancellor to study the system. Compared to other big cities, Hare says New York City is unique in that 40% of its special ed students spend more than half of their school day outside regular classrooms, getting services in separate settings.
Because these kids struggle with reading and writing and spelling, they don't get access to the rest of the curriculum, and then the disability has a compounding effect. So by the time the kids are in high school, they don't have the skills and knowledge that their peers have who are in high school. So that when it comes time to take something like the Regents, they're not prepared for them.
The city is gradually changing that approach. It's brought in a new special ed curriculum, and it's trying to integrate more disabled students into regular classes.
Take out your books. Open them to page 48 and 49.
At Intermediate School 281 in Bensonhurst, Christopher Scott sits in a regular sixth grade science class learning about gravity. He's one of two students with autism.
Which one required the most distance? Chris?
Christopher lifts his hand immediately, but he freezes when it's time to talk. Behind him, a paraprofessional points to the chart of distances he's drawn on a page.
Closer to the object.
Excellent.
Christopher is learning through a style called inclusion. Joanne Solano is the coordinator at IS 281. She and the paraprofessional tailor the assignments specifically for Christopher. She replaces essay questions with multiple choice versions because he has trouble with complex language problems.
He is processing it and he is learning it, but expressively to raise your hand and answer will not happen the way the general ed students do it. But if we didn't put him in this class to be exposed to this curriculum, we wouldn't even know that he understands.
His mother, Linda Scott, hopes Christopher will graduate with a regular diploma, even though that's a long shot. She thinks the city spends enough money on special education to produce more diplomas that can lead to jobs and college.
They are getting about $32,000 per child a year. That's more than a lot of people in New York City make. But they're not really they're not preparing the child for independence.
The city says it's trying by spending $8 million training special education teachers for the intensive new curriculum. It's also hoping other reforms will identify and treat disabilities at an earlier age. The stakes are high. At a time when states and the federal government are demanding results, the city's 150,000 disabled students are among those children most at risk of being left behind. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.